Which is composed, if I'm not mistaken, as I underlined, an awesome list that we had to savor.
Awesome.
Yes. There is a fairly long EO report there that is in written form that I hope you will have time to take a look at. I wanted to highlight a couple of things that just to give some status on some of the things that we are proceeding with that are high priority. One is which is the roads, the county roads permit. Bob Clamp, before he leaves us, is going to produce a draft of that report, so it is nearing completion of a first draft for the WDR for county roads. Another big project is the dairy set of permits for our region, and we have in hand a NPDS draft for the CAFO part of that project, and that's moving along. We had a meeting yesterday with US EPA, who is supporting us with both some contract dollars to help us identify the different dairies, as well as to help train us on how to do dairy inspections. Continuing to do a lot of outreach with the folks, particularly up north as well as down here. We have a number of very significant issues up north related to waters of the U.S. and how we can deal with the amount of manure that's dealt with and how that's going to work out. I think it's going to be very problematic for us and for the landowners, but that's just a coming attraction. Still hope to get those that suite of draft permits to the board this spring sometime. On the ag waiver, we now have some money, and we're working on contracting with a facilitator, and we're seeking more money from the state board to beef up that contract. We're hoping to get about $150,000 of money to hire a facilitator who has experience in agricultural area, in agricultural facilitation, to help us run that outreach project in the north, because that will be the Klamath Basin for ag and grazing. Also, I've had a number of meetings with the county health department and with the county PRMD to talk about septics on the Mid River. And we reached agreement and to do some shared data analysis to understand the problem better. And we are paying for an intern that is working over at the county, who is going to produce a series of GIS maps of Mid River. That its simplest form will be a layer that would show who's sewered. It would show a layer of those plots that have no record at the county at all of any, they're not sewered, and they show no permits at all for septics. And then another layer, which is the county has kind of another layer of, they may be permitted by the county, but they may not be in compliance with the basin plan. And they may not be fully in compliance with the county's own rules, but they're still permitted. And so sort of in a simplest form, sort of three layers, which will tell us how many people that just simply don't have any permits out there for their septic system, how many have septic systems out there that are permitted but are not in compliance with the county's full set of rules and therefore are not in compliance with our basin plan or our waiver, and then who's sewered.
And is that's Mid River area? That's
yeah.
Not countywide, but just Mid River.
No, we're going to start with this.
I want to say just, because that's a big job in
yeah.
and of itself.
Yeah, we wanted to focus there because I think that's where we had
yeah.
the most urgent need
yeah.
for the information.
Would you define Mid River? Because if you're in Healdsburg, they think they're the middle reach, and if you're in
I think
Mirabel,
we may pick up some of the Fitch Mountain area, because there's a listing there right where the river bends there, as well as then probably I think we're going to probably just come on down the river, but the focus is going to be the Montereo area and radiating on both sides of that.
But right now we're in the Fitch Mountain area.
As well.
As well, or?
Yeah, as well.
Okay, so we are in the Mirabel to Montereo area?
It's whatever has been listed for bacteria, and I'm just not precise. I'm not being precise because I don't know precisely where the beginning of that hydrological unit is, where it begins and ends for the listing. So, excuse
more importantly,
my imprecision.
Fifth supervisor's district or fourth supervisor's district.
Oh, please. That's definitely over my head. We're also going to, I think, internally begin some work on our enforcement program. I think we're going through some growing pains. We have made some great steps forward in consolidating all of the complaints that we're getting into, you know, one person, one tracking system. So that's pretty. That's been a good first start. But there are a number of issues that are coming up with regard to the idea of how we separate our functions. There are just a lot of glitches that seem to happen on a daily basis on how information flows, certainly to me and to you folks, as we're separated from the day-to-day enforcement work, and yet we're then asked to make findings and decisions on things that seem to, from my view right now, seem to pop out of nowhere. So we need to work with the Office of Enforcement and our Luis, who runs our enforcement program, to try to smooth that process out a bit. And I think with that might welcome recommendations to you to formulate some kind of a list of acceptable SEPs that the board would endorse to help guide where you would like to see SEP money flow. It might also be some direction from the board what you see as high priority for enforcement and any kind of guidance in terms of when you look at the ACLOs that are coming through in the compliance projects and the SEPs, are you seeing what you want or do you want something else and perhaps give some guidance? So kind of looking to craft a package around that to look at our enforcement program and probably be bringing back something to you probably in, I'd say, the June time frame. Then news is there's going to be an order issued by US EPA sometime today on a series of Caltrans violations, some of which are in our region. It's a multi-region effort, but apparently the order will be coming out today with some kind of a press release. We've not seen it. We participated in the inspections with EPA and found a number of violations, but we're letting them go ahead with the enforcement action with the thought that since it's going to be multi-region in nature, it'll have more punch with Caltrans and get their attention a little bit better than if each region proceeds. So that's my list. I don't know if you have questions for me on things that are going on. Yes?
Just a comment. I think it would be wise if we could arrange a tour of the northern, basically Humboldt County, Delmarva County, Derry, and it doesn't have to be in both counties, but in that area, and specifically in some of the former Dyke Tideland dairies and some of the others. I have pretty great concerns that we have to proceed carefully or we're going to end up in a lose-lose. That's what I see us headed towards, and so I really want us to get as much information as early as we can and really apply our intellect and judgment so that we don't end up in a situation, like I said, that's a lose-lose.
Staff has been going up north and has done, I think they've toured a handful of dairies up north to get a better sense of what the issues are. And yes, agree, could well be a lose-lose. To a certain extent, it may be taken out of our hands in that if they are found to be waters of the U.S., they will be covered by federal permits, and then we don't have much latitude on the content. I'd be certainly think it might be a good idea to try to get you out to look at it without maybe something short of a public meeting. But for those of you who haven't seen those dairies, maybe we could ask Buckeye or some of the other folks up there if they would be interested in, for those of you who are interested in seeing dairies, to take you out and take a look at them.
Well, Buckeye would be ideal, but I don't know. Also, if we could get some in the mid, in between Arcata and Eureka, or on
Ferndale.
Going west from Arcata where you really see. Mm-hmm. And I know, just for background, the State Coastal Commission had a horrible time dealing with the challenge of former dike tidelands, which are really considered wetlands, but have been in agricultural activities for over a century, and how you find the right mix to take care of environmental problems and at the same time have a viable industry will be something we really need to think through carefully.
That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Kat. We can lump items 10 and 11. Do we have any other? Do we have board member requests for future agenda items and or other items of interest?
Well, I had two. One, I wanted to follow up on the NPDES permit and trying to get a strategy for the North Coast. And I think my experience has been that, while not always accepted the first couple times through the door, if we have a well-developed regional proposal, it has influenced the State Board on the best way to approach forestry matters. And also the coastal forestry issues are harder than inland forestry issues. And I think State Board has a tendency, when you look at the whole state, the inland issues tend to be a little stronger. And that's really not a serious, well, I don't want to say that's not a serious problem, but they're different problems and issues. So I did want to follow up on that. Second one, and I'm not sure whether this should be handled with either a private briefing of myself, a board subcommittee, or a study session or a report, but one of the largest complaint areas I've been getting as a board member are all the gravel operators think the other gravel operators are being treated better or easier, and somehow getting a review of gravel operations, and I don't know whether you want to cover it for the district or Russian eel mad, but that's and just so you know, when I first came on the regional board, we got tons of complaints on everything, and those have really gone way down, but that's the biggest complaint area I get, is people are complaining that the regulations are not being applied equitably, and I can't talk to any of the people because you may end up in enforcement, and so I'm trying to find a mechanism to feel secure what the rhyme or reason of what's out there is, and so I'm not sure whether you think a report to the board would be the best format, a board subcommittee, or and maybe I can defer that to the chair and you if you're not quick a lip.
I nothing leaps to mind as to how to handle that just automatically, so I'll work with Jeff on how to proceed.
It would be a good time to follow up anyways, because we had danced around some of this maybe half a year ago where I'd got some similar inquiries. Why don't we work that out and we can come up with a plan?
I was going to give you a suggestion that we're probably going to have new board members, and almost inevitably gravel is one that nobody knows about as a board member. I mean, you come on and you don't, it's like, well, no, you may know about it, Jeff, but trust me, I thought all there was potable and sewers, and I found out we own gravel and trees. I had no idea we had those things, but maybe as part of a workshop to discuss gravel and you could demonstrate that or bring that stuff out.
That's possible, though we don't want them to run away.
No, but for those of us that are not familiar with gravel, just understanding, you know, what skimming is and what, you know, the differences are.
The SIAR permit that the County of Sonoma just approved tentatively, I guess, yesterday, and will be before the formal adoption in December, this board will need to issue a WDR for that operation. So you're going to be getting the full local flavor for in-stream gravel mining in the Russian River this coming spring. But that doesn't answer Mr. Corbett's questions and the questions he's getting up north, which is a different set of characters.
I'm getting it. The good news or bad news is I'm getting complaints from the Russian River all the way north.
Those are all different processes that are...
I realize they're different players, but that...
They're literally... The primary line on gravel is the county, and so the county is the primary regulator, right. And so that's... They're all very different approaches.
Right. Well, that may be part of the problem, is people don't understand that it's really a county-driven process, but it puts us in an equity challenge position that... Different counties handle it different ways. Right. But I, as much sense as I can make of it would be very helpful.
Okay.
Great. Anybody else?
And it may be if we have a permit coming up, I don't know that may be unwise to have the hearing on that and just handle it in the permit, but that's another reflection. But.
Okay. We had our short lunch, and I don't know if we need to talk about anything in closed session or not. Yes, we do. Okay.
Who ate the last piece of pizza?
That's to be found out.